नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण परिष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर जॉइनिंग टुडे सेशन। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द सिक्स्थ चैप्टर ऑफ द सेकंड कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। The chapter is titled as Purusha Sukta Confirmed. So, in this, in response to Parikshit Maharaj's question about the six questions related to creation, Sukadeva Goswami promises that he will answer these questions by quoting the conversation that happened between Brahmaji and Narada Muni. Of course, the six questions were asked by Narada Muni. Parikshit Maharaj asked about, in general, about primary creation, secondary creation. So the six questions he asked: Yad Rupam, Yad Adhishtanam, Yat Srishtam, Idam Prabho, Yat Samstam, Yat Param, Yat Cha, Tat Tattvam, Vada Tattvatah. Yad Rupam, what are the characteristics of this universe? You know, Dravya, Kala, Karma, Swabhava, and Jiva, they are all non-different from Krishna, as they are all his energies. That was described in the previous chapter. Yat Adhishtanam, Narayana Para Veda Deva Narayana Angaja, Narayana Para Loka, Narayana Para Maka, and so on. You know, whatever you think is worthy of taking shelter in this material universe, understand that Lord Narayana is the shelter of all of that. So the ultimate shelter is Narayana. And Yata Srishtam, how this universal creation takes place, he described also in the previous chapter, about how everything starts from the glands of Mahavishnu, and then you know, how the glands agitates the gunas in the prakriti and so on. So the karana srishti, kala karya srishti, everything was described in the previous chapter. Then yatcha, what are the constituents of this universe? He describes about you know, how the various planetary systems and everything are manifested from the bodily parts of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. This description was there. So simultaneously, the constituents of the universe were also described, and at the same time, how those constituents actually emanate from the bodily parts of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. So therefore, even though secondarily we may attribute the material nature to be the material cause of this universe, but in the ultimate sense, the material energy being the energy of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, actually one should understand that Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu or the Supreme Lord is only the material cause of this universe also, and at the same time, the effective cause of this universe. So that was described in the first part of this sixth chapter. And then subsequently, Brahmaji also describes his own personal experience of when he wanted to create this, when he woke up and realized that he had to perform yajna, he realized that there were no yajna ingredients, only the bodily limbs of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu were there. So he collected all the ingredients from the bodily limbs of Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and performed the yajna. So this was described. So this was his pratyaksha praman of how the Lord is the actually the material cause of this universe also. And then he summarizes, Brahmaji summarizes his teachings in three verses. Narayane Bhagavati Tadidam Vishwamahitam Grihita Mayoru Gunaha Sargada Agunaswataha. This universe is situated in Lord Narayana. Even though by nature he is beyond the three modes, but for the purpose of creation, maintenance and destruction, he has many gunas by accepting Maya through the forms of devatas. Okay. And then, Yat Param. The fifth question was, who is the topmost controller amongst all the well-known controllers? Sajami tan niyuktoham हरो हरति तद्वशः विश्वं पुरुषरूपेण परिपाति त्रिशक्ति दृक् ऐ क्रिएट अंडर द ऑर्डर ऑफ हिम लॉर्ड शिवा डिस्ट्रॉयज दिस यूनिवर्स अंडर हिस ऑर्डर एंड ही हिमसेल्फ मेंटेन्स दिस यूनिवर्स एज द परमात्मा सो ही इज द अल्टीमेट लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल लॉर्ड्स दैट वॉज डिस्क्राइब्ड एंड देन ही सेड दैट इति ते अभिहितं तात यतेदम् अनुपृच्छसि नान्यद् भगवतः किञ्चित् भाव्यं सदसदात्मकम् ही सेज दैट इन एसेंस आई हैव आंसर्ड ऑल योर क्वेश्चंस यू शुड नॉट थिंक दैट एक्चुअली देयर इज एनीथिंग इधर इन द फॉर्म ऑफ कॉज और इफेक्ट अदर देन द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एवरीथिंग इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड देयर इज नथिंग दैट एग्जिस्ट इन द फॉर्म ऑफ कॉज एंड इफेक्ट अदर देन हिम Which means everything is his energy. So, but then someone may ask Brahmaji, okay, you have told this so many things. You have told about the Lord being the controller of everything, about the Lord having a form, he's being the creation, creator, and everything. This may just be your opinion, right? Because there are many other learned personalities who say that. The ultimate source of everything is the impersonal Brahman. Some other people say Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. Some others say the other Jivas are Mithya. So many different opinions are there. These are also considered and accepted to be very learned people. Why should one accept your opinion, my dear father? Brahmaji says, Na Bharatimengam Rishopalakshyate, Na Vai Kuchinme Manaso Mrishagatihi, Na Me Rishikani Patantyasatpate, यन्मे हृदौत्कंठ्यवताद्रितो हरिः ही सेज एक्चुअली माय डियर नारदा माय वर्ड्स कैन नेवर बी फॉल्स माय सेंसेस नेवर गो ऑन द रॉन्ग पाथ एंड माय माइंड इज नेवर फॉल्स व्हाई बिकॉज आई होल्ड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड विद Great zeal and enthusiasm within my heart. Because I am such a surrendered soul, therefore, you know, my words. So, this is a general principle that he is presenting that anyone who is sincerely surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, their words, mind, and senses can never go wrong. They can never cheat. Okay. And, Then he says, Soham samamnayamayas tapomayah prajapatinam abhivandita patihi astaya yogam nipunam samahitas tam nadyagacham yata atma sambhavah. So he says that I am the, in this world, the Vedas manifest from my mouth. And I am the person who performed the original austerity when I heard tapa tapa. And I am that personality who is worshipped by all the great Prajapatis. And I have performed yoga, proper yoga, with my mind fixed on my object. So I am like quite qualified actually. But despite being so qualified, even I cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead because I was just created by Him. Okay. So if I was created by him, I am subordinate to him. So therefore, by my own ability, I cannot understand him. Then he says that natosmyaham tacharanam samiyusham bhavachidam swastyayanam sumangalam yo hyatma maya vivamam sma paryagad yatanabhaswanta matapare kutaha. In fact, even the Supreme Lord himself does not know the extent of his prowess. What then can one speak about others? Even the Supreme Lord cannot understand the complete extent of his own prowess because there is no end to his prowess. You can see something, you can see something which exists. Something which does not exist cannot be seen. So to say that the Lord cannot understand the extent of his prowess, does not challenge his omniscience. Rather, it talks about the unlimited nature of his omnipotence. There is no end to his potencies. Therefore, even the Lord cannot see the end of his own prowess because there is no end. And then he says, Naham na yoyam yadritam gatim viduhu na vamadeva kimutapare suraha tan mayaya mohita buddhayas vidam vinirmitam chatma samam vichakshmahe. In fact, myself, you Narada, Lord Shiva, we do not know much about the spiritual world and the material world. Whatever little we know, we may speak about the material realm only, and that too only according to our limited knowledge. But yasyavatara karmani gayantihi asmadadayaha nayam vidanti tatvena tasmai bhagavate namaha. Even though we may not understand the Supreme Lord completely, but we are very eager to glorify him. And that is the characteristic of the devotee. You know, if he is unable to understand the Supreme Lord, that does not discourage him. Rather, it encourages him. Because if he is able to understand everything about the Supreme Lord, then how is he the Lord? Every opportunity, whether a devotee understands the Supreme Lord or does not understand the Supreme Lord, it is an opportunity to glorify him and celebrate him, celebrate his glories. That is what characterizes a devotee. A devotee is not one who perfectly understands the Supreme Lord, but a devotee is one who is eager to glorify the Supreme Lord. Namagane sadaruchi, asaktistad gunakyane, pritistad vasatistale. You know, these are the characteristics of a very exalted devotee. Asaktistad gunakyane. He has great desire to glorify the Supreme Lord. So this is a reliable symptom. So Rupa Goswami, when he is talking about the 9 reliable symptoms of a perfected devotee, he does not say that such a devotee tells that I understand the Supreme Lord. No, that is not a reliable symptom. He says the reliable symptom is there is great eagerness to chant the holy names. There is great eagerness to glorify the qualities of the Supreme Lord. There is great eagerness to stay in the in the abode of the Supreme Lord. There is absolutely no desire to waste time. There is tolerance. There is detachment from the material enjoyment. These are genuine symptoms. Not that he says that, oh, I understand the Supreme Lord completely. That is not mentioned to be a reliable symptom. The reliable symptom of a devotee is eagerness to serve, eagerness to glorify, eagerness to chant, eagerness to take association of devotees. So therefore, Brahmaji says, actually look, we never bother so much about whether we understand the Supreme Lord completely or not. We are eager to glorify him. Whatever little we understand, we wish to glorify him. So that is the point. Whatever may be the subject matter, whatever may be the subject matter that we hear. Like sometimes devotees ask, Prabhuji, this Srishti Leela and all that, you know, this creation pastime, very technical, very dry. Should we hear it? So should we hear it or, you know, should we? He said, yes, we may not understand the technical details, but it is about our Lord. It is about our Lord. So we must be eager to hear. You know, I was just sharing this example recently that if you have a son, if you have a son who has become a very accomplished researcher, that they are this year's Nobel Prize in Physics they are going to give him. Okay. So, and he has to go and present the Nobel acceptance speech. Nobel acceptance speech, where he is going to talk about his research on in physics. His parents can hardly understand English, right? But still, they would be very eager to go and hear their son speak in front of such a big assembly. Even though they may not understand anything. Why? Because there is eagerness to see his son being glorified by other learned personalities. There is no disappointment that they are not able to understand what he is speaking. But there is eagerness to hear. So we may not understand these creation pastimes, the technical details. But it's okay. But it is about our Lord. It is about one of his Leela. So therefore, when that affection is there, then that eagerness to connect is there. Eagerness to hear about him is there. We may understand, we may not understand. Because it is about, like the parents think, oh, my son is being glorified. I should be there. Even though they don't understand the language. Right? This is seen even in the material world. And you see the same thing. You know, often this is so glorified. I mean, this is one of very inspiring stories. You know, we don't have to go to the 200, 300 years back. We have live examples. We are so fortunate. In Mayapur, whenever there is a Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam class, morning or evening, so His Grace Jananivas Prabhu and His Grace Pankajangri Prabhu are always there sitting with their books. Many times, they are even sitting, if there is only a Bengali class going on, even though they don't understand the language, they go and sit there. And here, why? Because it is their Lord being glorified. It may be in a language which they don't understand. So that is why actually, this is a, actually these five limbs, I'm just kind of inspired to talk about this. Actually, the five most potent limbs especially are very, very complementary limbs. If someone has very sincerely served the deity forms of the Lord, it will very naturally increase the attachment to hear about that personality whom I have been serving day in and day out for the last many decades. There is a natural eagerness to know about that person. And there is a natural eagerness to chant his holy names. And there is a natural eagerness to serve his servants. And there is a natural eagerness to go and stay in his dham. So these are very complementary limbs. You see in the lives of very exalted personalities, like Yamuna Mataji, or anyone else for that matter. You know, you will see, you know, there is no, in one sense, like, you know, if you, for example, if you take Yamuna Mataji, you know, her attachment to chanting the holy names is legendary in ISKCON. She's an ISKCON legend when it comes to chanting the holy names. And you hear, read her biography. You know, great sannyasis used to get very much inspired seeing the quality of deity worship in her Radhavan Vihari Ashram. Such high quality service with so much, you know, personal attachment to the deity forms, attention to details, you know, how much would they, how much loud would they like the kartals to be during Mangalarti, you know, to that extent. And her attachment to studying Srimad Bhagavatam is legendary. Initiating spiritual masters from many places in and around North America used to come and spend time, especially to attend those Bhagavatam discussions every day morning, where there used to be not Bhagavatam class but churning of Bhagavatam. Okay, so Bhagavat and her service to the Vaishnavas is legendary. You know how she touched the hearts of so many devotees, you know, through her service. You know, so many devotees remember her for her service, you know, whether they were her juniors or equals or seniors. And her attachment to Vrindavan Dham was also legendary. So, actually, these limbs actually nourish each other. Only in our conditioned state, we think, we start discussing about what is more important, chanting or Bhagavatam, or, you know, we want whatever limb we are attached to, we want that limb to be glorified as the topmost limb. You know, that is naturally born out of our false ego. Actually, it is not that we want the limb to be glorified, we want us to be glorified as, you know, practicing the best limb of devotional service to the bestest possibility. You know, that's what we want to be glorified. But actually, in one sense, a person who has genuine attachment and become spiritually mature, they are not concerned that if I overindulge in one limb, it may take my time away from another limb. Because they know, if one engages in any one of these limbs with sincerity, it only enhances the taste for engagement in the other limbs. Where will that extra time come? That extra time will come from all the time that we end up wasting throughout the day. That's where it will come from. So one need not really worry. Actually, so this eagerness, yasyavatara karmani gayanti hi asmadadaya nayam vidanti tatvena tasmai bhagavate namah. Even though they know the Supreme Lord to the extent he allows, but they are not concerned about that. They are eager to glorify the Supreme Lord. That eagerness to glorify the Supreme Lord, eagerness to chant His holy names, eagerness to serve His deity forms, eagerness to reside in His abode, eagerness to serve His devotees. That is what actually characterizes Vaishnavas. Genuine, reliable symptoms of advancement. So Brahmaji says, look, I have never been really so much bothered whether I am able to understand the Supreme Lord or not, because I am just busy glorifying Him. And that's what Lord Shiva does, and that's what you do. Narada Muni Bajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Name. Like that. So, in this way, Brahmaji concludes by telling that, look, I don't really care whether I understand the Supreme Lord or not, but I am very eager to glorify Him. And anyways, so now Brahmaji then, okay, then he actually starts, okay, I am really bothered about glorifying Him, and now let me just glorify Him. Okay, let me just glorify him. And then, of course, because Brahmaji's service authority, you can say in one sense, his service authorities are the Purushavataras, forms of the Supreme Lord. So he is now first going to glorify the Purushavataras. Okay. Of course, he will glorify the other forms in the next chapter. Now he is going to glorify the Purushavataras. So he says, now let's start today's discussion. He says that sa esha adyah purushah kalpe kalpe srijatyajah atmatmanyatmanatmanam sa samyachyati paticha sa esha adyah purushah. Of the purushavataras, Mahavishnu is the adyah purusha, the original, the first purusha. Ajaha, he has no birth. Atma, he is the soul of all beings. Atmanam srijati, atmana pati, atmani samyacchati. He creates himself, maintains it by himself, and destroys it in himself. Okay. Atmanam srijati. Sorry, he creates himself. The universe is a form of the Supreme Lord. The material form of the Supreme Lord is the universe. Atmanam srijati. He creates himself. In the sense, the material universe is a manifestation of his energy only. So in that sense, Shakti Shakti Matayor Abedat, because of the non-difference between the Shakti and the Shaktiman, therefore this universe is also called as the Lord only. Atmanam Sujati, he creates himself in the form of the universe. Atmana Pati, he maintains it by himself as Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu and Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. And Atmani Samyachati, he destroys it in himself, which means after dissolution, the whole universe goes inside his body as Karunadaka Sai Vishnu. Okay. So, in this way, he beautifully, glorifies the Purushavataras. Atmanam Srijati, Atmana Pati, Atmani Samyachati. Like that he glorifies the Purushavataras. Because he said, we are interested only in glorifying. So he starts by glorifying the Purushavataras. So here he says, Brahma summarizes the activities of the first Purushavatara. The Purushavatara, Adyaha Purushaha, the unborn self, creates himself by himself in himself at the beginning of every Mahakalpa. He is the subject, creates the object, that is himself, which is the universe. He, the subject, creates the object, which is also a form of himself. In the sense, it is the manifestation of his vibhuti. It is the manifestation of his vibhuti. Like that. Then he continues. Vishuddham kevalam jnanam pratyak samyak avastitam. Satyam purnam manadyantam nirgunam nityam advayam. Jnanam, the Lord is the knowledge which is full of bliss. The Lord is the knowledge which is full of bliss. Vishuddham, he is Shuddha Sattva. Kevalam, Kevalam means he is beyond subject, object and instrument. You will see the meaning of these things. Okay. So it's further description of the Supreme Lord. The Lord is that knowledge which is full of bliss, Shuddha Sattva, beyond subject, object, and instrument. Pratyak, it is distinguished from all else. Samyagavastitam, and he is situated everywhere. Satyam, in its true form. Purnam, he is complete at all times. Anadi Antam, he is without beginning or end. Nirgunam Nityam Advayam, he is without material gunas, ఈజ్ ఎటర్నల్ అండ్ వితౌట్ కంపారిజన్. అద్వయం, దర్ ఇస్ నో నో వన్ దట్ హీ కెన్ బి కంపేర్డ్ విత్. సో నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ గ్లోరిఫైస్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. నౌ వాట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్? హీ సేస్, నారద ముని మేసే, ఓ బట్ యు హావ్ సెడ్ దట్ యూ డు నాట్ నో ద లార్డ్ ఇన్ వర్స్ 38. ఈజ్ ఇట్ ది ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫామ్ దట్ యూ డు నాట్ నో? బికాస్ నయం విదంతి తత్వేన తస్మై భగవతే నమః, లైక్ దట్ హీ మెన్షన్స్ దట్ యు నో వీ డు నాట్ నో హిమ్ ఇన్ ట్రూత్. సో బట్ యూ జస్ట్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ది పురుషావతార, ఆత్మానం సృజతి ఆత్మనా పాతి ఆత్మని సంయచ్చతి. సో యూ జస్ట్ సెడ్ దట్ యూ డోంట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, బట్ యూ జస్ట్ వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ హిస్ యాక్టివిటీస్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ యూ డు నాట్ నో? ఈస్ ఇట్ దట్ యూ డు నాట్ నో ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్? సో దిస్ వర్స్ ఆన్సర్స్. ఓకే, ఈ సెస్ జ్ఞానం ఇస్ ద వర్డ్ మాడిఫైడ్ బై ది అదర్ వర్డ్స్. సత్య జ్ఞానం అనంతం బ్రహ్మ, ద బ్రహ్మన్ ఫీచర్ ఇస్ అడ్రస్డ్ యాస్ జ్ఞానం. ఇట్ మీన్స్ అ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ బ్లిస్, సిన్స్ ద శృతి సేస్ విజ్ఞానం ఆనందం బ్రహ్మ, ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ బ్లిస్. దిస్ జ్ఞానం ఇస్ కేవల బికాస్ ఇట్ ల్యాక్స్ సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్, సిన్స్ నాలెడ్జ్ సింప్లీ నోస్ ఆర్ సింప్లీ ఇస్. ఇట్ డస్ నాట్ నీడ్ అనదర్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ టు క్యారీ అవుట్ రికగ్నిషన్ అండ్ హ్యాస్ నో ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అదర్ దెన్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. ఓకే, ఓకే, సో సో దిస్ ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఫీచర్, యునో. సో బికాస్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్, ద సబ్జెక్ట్ ఇస్ వన్ హూ నోస్, ద ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఇస్ దాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ టు బి నోన్, అండ్ ద ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఇస్ ద మీన్స్ త్రూ విచ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఇస్ అక్వైర్డ్. ఓకే, లైక్ ది పర్సన్ వాంట్స్ టు వాచ్ అ మూవీ, సో ద పర్సన్ ఇస్ ది సబ్జెక్ట్, మూవీ ఇస్ ది ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ది ఐస్ ఆర్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. ఐస్ అండ్ ది ఇయర్స్ ఆర్ ది ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. బట్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో సబ్జెక్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ అండ్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ వితౌట్ కవరింగ్స్, విశుద్ధం, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెపరేట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. ప్రత్యక్ న ఇతి న ఇతి న ఇతి న ఇతి, యునో, నాట్ నాట్ దిస్ నాట్ దిస్ నాట్ దిస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ డిఫరెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ప్రాపర్లీ బికాస్ ఇట్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. ఇట్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. విశుద్ధం కేవలం జ్ఞానం ప్రత్యక్ సమ్యగవస్థితం, మీన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. బట్ ఈవన్ దో ఇట్ పర్వేడ్స్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ స్టిల్ ఇన్ ఇట్స్ సేమ్ ఎక్సలెంట్ ఫామ్, సత్యం. సో ఇఫ్ 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 వి పర్వేడ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్, లైక్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇఫ్ యూ గో టు డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్, లైక్ ఆఫన్ యూనో పేరెంట్స్ హ్యావ్ ఎ కన్సర్న్, ఓ ఇఫ్ మై చైల్డ్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు స్కూల్, మై చైల్డ్ ఇస్ పికింగ్ అప్ వేరియస్ డిఫరెంట్ హ్యాబిట్స్ అండ్ మేనరిజమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ ఇన్ ది స్కూల్, సో వీఆర్ వెరీ కన్సర్న్, యు నో, లైక్ దట్. బికాస్ ద మోర్ వీ పర్వేడ్ ద డిఫరెంట్ ప్లేసెస్ వీ గో, వీ టెన్ టు పికప్ దోస్ క్వాలిటీస్ హ్యాబిట్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా. బట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఇస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్, బట్ స్టిల్ సత్యం. హిస్ స్వరూప డస్ నాట్ చేంజ్ బై ఆల్ దట్ హీ కమ్స్ ఇన్ టచ్ విత్. దట్ ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ సత్యం. అండ్ దెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్ పూర్ణం, పూర్ణం హీ ఇస్ వితౌట్ లెసర్ డిగ్రీస్. ఈవన్ దో ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ హ్యాస్ మెనీ క్వాలిటీస్, హీ మే నాట్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఆల్ ద క్వాలిటీస్, బట్ హీ ఈస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫుల్ విత్ ఆల్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ అండ్ కెపాసిటీస్. అనాది అంతం, ద లార్డ్ ఇస్ వితౌట్ బర్త్ అండ్ వితౌట్ చేంజ్. ఓకే, అనాది అనంతం, సారీ, అనాది అనంతం అండ్ నిర్గుణం. ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ ది మెటీరియల్ గుణాస్, నిత్యం అండ్ ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ ఇన్ వన్ ఫార్మ్ త్రూ అవుట్ ఆల్ టైమ్. అద్వయం అండ్ నథింగ్ ఎల్స్ కెన్ కంపేర్ టు ఇట్. సో ఇన్ దిస్ వే హీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ద అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ మోస్ట్లీ ఇన్ ఎస్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫీచర్. బట్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ వీ డూ అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫీచర్ ఈస్ ది అబ్జర్వేషన్ ఆఫ్ భగవాన్ బై పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ షార్ట్ సైటెడ్. ఓకే, బట్ యాక్చువల్లీ యునో ది ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫీచర్ కెనాట్ బి సెపరేటెడ్, ఇట్స్ అన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది పర్సనల్ ఫామ్ ఉంది. ఓకే, బట్ వీ మే సీ ఓన్లీ ది ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫీచర్ ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ డివోషనలీ డిస్టెంట్ ఫ్రమ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. దెన్ వీ సీ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ ఓన్లీ ది ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫీచర్. అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ ఋషే విదంతి మునయః ప్రశాంతాత్మేంద్రియాశయాః యదా తదేవ అసత్తర్కైః స్థిరోధీయేత విప్లుతం. ఓ ఋషే, ఓ సేజ్, మునయః విదంతి, ద కాంటెంప్లేటివ్ సేజెస్ నో దట్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. మునయః విదంతి ప్రశాంత ఆత్మ ఇంద్రియ ఆశయాః వెన్ దే హ్యావ్ కంట్రోల్డ్ దేర్ మైండ్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ బాడీ. సో హీ డిస్క్రైబ్ దట్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫార్మ్ ఇన్ ది ప్రీవియస్ వర్స్, దట్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫీచర్. బట్ మునయః, మునయః ద సేజెస్ కాంటెంప్లేటివ్ సేజెస్ విదంతి, దే నో దట్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ ప్రశాంత ఆత్మ ఇంద్రియ ఆశయాః వెన్ దే హ్యావ్ కంట్రోల్డ్ దేర్ ఆత్మ. హియర్ రెఫర్స్ టు బాడీ, ఇంద్రియ రెఫర్స్ టు ద సెన్సెస్ అండ్ ఆశయాః రెఫర్స్ టు ది మైండ్. ప్రశాంత ఆత్మ ఇంద్రియ ఆశయాః. సో వెన్ దే ప్రాక్టీస్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ జ్ఞాన ఆర్ యోగ బై కంట్రోలింగ్ దేర్ సెన్సెస్ మైండ్ అండ్ బాడీ, దెన్ బై దట్ ప్రాక్టీస్ దే నో దిస్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. బట్ తద్, బట్ దట్ ఫార్మ్ తిరోదీయేత, తిరోదీయేత మీన్స్ ఇట్ డిసపియర్స్. యదా విప్లుతం, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అసైల్డ్ బై అసక్ తర్కైహి, బై ఫాల్స్ లాజిక్. వన్ షుడ్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఫాలో ది గైడ్ లైన్స్ ఆఫ్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్. బట్ ఇఫ్ వన్ స్టార్ట్ స్పెక్యులేటింగ్ అండ్ స్టార్ట్స్ అప్లైయింగ్ మెటీరియల్ లాజిక్ ఇన్ ట్రైంగ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ది అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ ఇన్ ఎనీ ఆఫ్ ఇట్స్ ఫీచర్స్, దెన్ తిరోదీయేత విప్లుతం. అసత్తర్కై యదా అసత్తర్కై విప్లుతం తద్ తిరోదీయేత, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అసైల్డ్ బై ఫాల్స్ లాజిక్ దెన్ దట్ ఫార్మ్ డిసపియర్స్. దట్స్ వాట్ హి సేస్. సో శ్రీల విశ్వనాథ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ హి సేస్, ఓ సేజ్, ఓ నారద, ద కాంటెంప్లేటివ్ సేజెస్ వెన్ దేర్ మైండ్ సెన్సెస్ అండ్ బాడీస్ బికమ్ పీస్ఫుల్ నో హిమ్ యాజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అబౌవ్. నో హిమ్ విచ్ మీన్స్ భగవాన్ యాజ్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ అబౌవ్ మీన్స్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్. తత్వం యద్ జ్ఞానం అద్వయం, దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ తత్వ, బ్రహ్మేతి పరమాత్మేతి భగవాన్ ఇది శబ్దతే, బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పర్సీవ్డ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్ పరమాత్మ అండ్ భగవాన్ బై పీపుల్ విత్ డిఫరెంట్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్. ద మోస్ట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ పర్సన్ సీస్ దట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ భగవాన్, వన్ విత్ మీడియాకర్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్ సీస్ దట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ పరమాత్మ, అండ్ వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ వెరీ లో క్వాలిఫికేషన్ దే సీ దట్ అబ్సల్యూట్ ట్రూత్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో దట్ లార్డ్ యాజ్ నాలెడ్జ్ డిసపియర్స్ వెన్ ట్రబుల్డ్ బై ఫాల్స్ లాజిక్. దిస్ ఫార్మ్ యాజ్ నాలెడ్జ్ రెఫర్స్ టు హిస్ ఇంపర్సనల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్. దే నో హిమ్ టు సర్టన్ డిగ్రీ బట్ నాట్ ఇన్ హిస్ పర్సనల్ ఫార్మ్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ద విదంతి రెఫర్స్ టు నోయింగ్ ఓన్లీ ది ఇంపర్సనల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్, నాట్ ద పర్సనల్ ఆస్పెక్ట్. అండ్ దిస్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఇన్ ది टेंथ कैंटो, ब्रह्मा जी इन प्रेयर्स ही सेज, अतापि भूमन महिमा गुणस्य ते विबोधुमर्हत यमलांतरात्मभिः अविक्रियात् स्वानुभवाद रूपतो यनन्य बोध बोध्यात् मतया न चान्यता. नॉन डिवोटीज हाउएवर कैनॉट रियलाइज यू इन योर फुल पर्सनल फीचर. नेवरदलेस इट मे बी पॉसिबल फॉर देम टू रियलाइज योर एक्सपेंशन एज द इम्पर्सनल सुप्रीम बाई कल्टिवेटिंग डायरेक्ट परसेप्शन ऑफ द सेल्फ विद इन दी हार्ट. बट दे कैन डू दिस ओनली बाई प्यूरिफाइंग देयर माइंड एंड सेंसेस ऑफ ऑल कॉन्सेप्शन ऑफ मेटीरियल डिस्टिंक्शन एंड ऑल अटैचमेंट टू मेटीरियल एंड सब्जेक्ट्स. ओनली इन दिस वे विल योर इम्पर्सनल फीचर मैनिफेस्ट टू देम इटसेल्फ टू देम. दैट्स व्हाट दिस वर्स सेज. ऋषे विदन्ति मुनयः प्रशांत आत्मा इंद्रिय आशयाः यदा तद एव असत्तर्कैः विप्लुतम् तिरोदीयेत. इफ दट फॉर्म इज असैल्ड और अटैक्ड बाय फॉल्स लॉजिक देन इट डिसअपियर्स लाइक दैट. सो देयरफॉर वन हैज टू फॉलो द प्रॉपर प्रोसेस टू रियलाइज even the impersonal aspect of the absolute truth. Then he continues, adyovatara purusha parasya kala swabhava sadasan manascha dravyam vikaro guna indriyani virat swarat stasnu charishnu bhumnah. Adyo purushaha parasya avataraha. The Adya Purusha, the original Purusha, who is Mahavishnu, is Parasya Avataraha. He is an avatara of Para. So Para here refers to Lord Narayana, the Lord of Vaikuntha. Adya Purusha, the original Purusha, Mahavishnu, is Parasya Avataraha. He is an expansion of the Lord of Vaikuntha. Kalaha. And that Mahavishnu is time. In the sense, time is one of his energies. Swabhavaha. He is also Swabhava. That is also a part of his material energy. Sad Asad. He is also the effect and the cause. He is the cause in the form of Prakriti and he is the effect in the form of Mahatattva, then divisible universe and everything. Manaha. He is also the Mahatattva. Dravyam, he is the five gross elements. Vikaraha, he is the false ego. Guna, he is the three gunas. Indriyani, he is the senses. Virat, he is the universal form. Swarat, he is the totality of the jivas. Sthasnu Charishnu, he is the individual jivas as non-moving and moving beings. Bhumnaha, all of these are related to the Supreme Lord. Which means he is all of them in the sense Shakti Shakti Matayor Abedat, because of the non-difference between the Shakti and the Shaktiman. Because they are all manifestations of his energies, in that sense they are non-different from him. That's what he is indicating here. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, in 4.5 verses, the first Purushavatara mentioned in verse 38 is described in more detail. That first Purushavatara who lies on the Karna ocean and glances at Prakriti is expanded from the Lord residing in the spiritual sky, Parasya. Adyo Avataraha Purusha Parasya. Adyaha Purusha is Parasya Avataraha. That was explained in the first canto with Jagrihe Paurusham Rupam Bhagavan. The Lord accepted the form of the first Purusha. So that Bhagavan is Lord Narayana. Jagrihe, he accepted Paurusham Rupam, the form of the first Purusha, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu or Mahavishnu. Time and Swabhava are his products. They are identified with the Lord as in the previous statement. Kalpe Kalpe Srijatyajaha Atmatmani Atmanatmanam. The Lord creates himself, by himself, in himself, in every Mahakalpa. So because they are all his products, time is his Shakti, Swabhava is his Shakti. So this means that by his Maya Shakti, he becomes many. Eko Bahusyamaha. One lord becomes many by the agency of his Maya Shakti, his Jiva Shakti and everything. He is the whole universe composed of cause and effect. This aspect is then detailed. He is Mahat Tattva. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur does not give the meaning of Manas. Sridhar Swami says that it is Mahat Tattva. Okay. The exact sequence of creation is not followed here. He is the five grass elements, he is the false ego, he is the three gunas, he is the universal form consisting of Patal and other planets, he is the total of all jivas called Hiranyagarbha, he is the non-moving beings and the moving beings, the individual bodies. These are all related to the Supreme Lord as his energies in that sense. Okay, like that. And then he continues. अहम् भवो यज्ञ इमे प्रजेश दक्षादयो ये भवदादयश्च स्वर्लोकपाला कगलोकपाला नृलोकपाला स्थललोकपालाः गंधर्व विद्याधर चारणेश ये यक्ष रक्षो रगनागनाताः ये वारिषीणाम् ऋषभः पितॄणाम् दैत्येन्द्र सिद्धेश्वर दानवेन्द्राः अन्ये च ये प्रेत पिशाच भूत कूष्माण्डयादो मृगपक्षदीशाः यत्किं च लोके भगवन्महस्वद् ओजः सहस्वद् बलवत् क्षमावत् श्री ह्री विभूत्यात्मवद् आत्मवदद्भुतार्णम् तत्त्वं परं रूपवदस्वरूपम् सो ही सेस् ऐ लॉर्ड शिवा विष्णु द प्रजापति सच एस दक्ष यू नारद अंड अदर्स लाइक द कुमारास द प्रोटेक्टर्स ऑफ स्वर्ग Bhuvarloka, the Bhuloka and the lower planets, the leaders of the Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, Charanas, the leaders of the Yakshas, Rakshas, Uragas and Nagas, the best of the sages and Pitrus, the leader of the Daityas, Danavas and Siddhas, the leaders of the Pretas, Pishachas, Bhutas, the Kushmandas, aquatics, beasts and birds. Yat kim cha loke, whatever in this universe, Bhagavad Mahaswad, Ojaha, Sahaswad, Balavad. Whatever in this universe possesses glory, influence, strength of mind, strength of the senses, strength of body. Kshamavat, whatever is endowed with patience. Shri, Hri, whatever is endowed with beauty, shame at doing the sinful. Vibhutyatmavad, excellence, intelligence. Adbhutarnam, or astonishing syllables. Tattvam Param Rupavad. Tattvam Param means the impersonal aspect. Rupavad means that which has form. Whatever has form or no form. Aswarupam. Whatever you see in this universe. Even though the previous verse mentioned that everything is Supreme Lord. Kala is Supreme Lord. Virat is Supreme Lord. Jiva is Supreme Lord. But Aswarupam. But they are not his Swarupa. Everything is a Supreme Lord in the sense that everything is his energy, but they are not his Swarupa Shakti. All this matter does not constitute his Swarupa. That's what he says. So he says, Aham means Brahma, Tadadeha means the three Gunavataras, Kagalokapalaha means the protectors within the Boer Loka. Talalokapala means the lords of Patala and the other lower planets. The Sandhi in Rakshoraga is poetic license. What more can be said? Tamarakosha says, Bhagam Shri Kama Mahatmya Virya Yatnarka Kirtishu. Bhaga means prosperity, love, glory, potency, effort, the sun and fame. Thus Bhagavat means whatever possesses glory. Mahaswat means endowed with tejas or influence. Ojaswat, Sahaswat. Balavat means possessor of fitness of senses, mind and body. Krihi means disgust with sinful activities. Atma means intelligence. Adbhutaranam. Adbhutaranam means astonishing syllable. All these things with form like us and the formless as well such as time, these two types of things, even though forms of the Supreme Lord, do not arise from his Swarupa. It is not his Swarupa. That is because they do not have the functions of the Swarupa Shakti. Swarupa Shakti is a different. Okay. That is spiritual. These are all material. Even though time and other factors are the effects of the Purushavataras, they are his Shaktis. Brahma and Shiva are his Gunavataras, the Prajapatis and others are his Vibhutis. All these and the Jnanis, Yogis, Karmis, the fools, the moving and the non-moving beings should be understood to be the entourage of the creation, maintenance and destruction pastimes of the Purushavatara. Okay. Like that. But they are not his Swarupa. Like that. Finally, Brahmaji ends this chapter by telling Pradanyato yan risha amananti Leelavataran purushasya bhumnah Apiyatam karna kashaya shoshan Anukramishye taiman supeshan. So he tells to Narada that, my dear Narada, you wanted to hear about Leelavatarakata, sorry, Purushavatarakata, Krishti Leela. So I have fully satisfied you by elaborately discussing on the Srishti Leela, which is Purushavatarakata. Now, I am going to speak something which is very dear to my heart, even though you have not asked it. I obliged you, now you have to oblige me. That is what he is going to indicate here. He says, Anukramishye, even though Narada Muni has not asked, but I will now speak in order, Leelavataran Purushasya Bhumnaha, about the beautiful Leelavataras of the Supreme Lord. Anukramishye, in order, I will speak one after another, even though you have not asked. I spoke in response to your request. Now you should hear in response to my request. Okay. I spoke about the subject matter which interested you. Now you should hear about the subject matter which interests me, which is what he is going to, which is Leelavataran. The Leelavatarakata. Karna Kashaya Shoshan. Whose topics dry up the desire to hear anything else? You know, the topics of this Leelavatarakata dry up the desire to hear anything else. Yan Risha Amananti, and which the sages glorify Pradhanyato for their valuable content. So this Leelavatarakata, when one hears, they are very sweet. Of course, the Purushavatarakata may not be very sweet, but they are purifying. But Leelavatarakata is sweet also. Okay. And this kata, the sages glorify Pradhanyato for their valuable content. Supeshan. Supeshan means these pastimes are very pleasing to hear. Apiyatam. And they are to be relished. While Purushavatarakata is meant to be understood, the Leelavatarakata, when one becomes qualified, it is meant to be relished. The Iman. Therefore, they are very dear to my heart. I am going to narrate this to you. Anukramishye. Please hear. While I am going to speak the beautiful Leelavataras of the Supreme Lord, this is very dear to my heart. Even though I have spoken to you about the Purushavatarakata, but actually the Leelavatarakata is very dear to my heart. I am going to speak to you about this in detail. So, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, the Purushavatara has been described, but this topic is predominantly concerning Maya Shakti. Now the Leelavataras who are composed of the Chit Shakti are described. No. So I will speak about the Leelavataras whom the sages glorify prominently for their worshipable aspects, because these are activities of the Supreme Lord with respect to his internal energy. These topics dry up the desire to hear other topics. Karna kashaya shoshan. Shoshan means to dry. Kashaya means dirt in the form of desires which are there in the ears. O Narada, I will speak the topics in order. You should drink the nectar of these topics. Apiyatam. They are very relishable. Like that. Okay. So in this way, Brahmaji has answered the question about the Purushavatar Katha to Narada Muni. And now he is promising Narada Muni that I will speak more about the Leelavataras, even though you have not asked. But because it is very dear to my heart, I am going to speak about it. Like that. Okay. So we will pause here and see if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add. We can take it right now. Any quick questions, comments, discussion points? Okay, there is one hand up. Ruchi Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, my question has two parts. First part is, I just heard in this 10.42, if I'm not wrong, that verse 2.10.42, I heard that when there is direct perception of self and when you control your mind and senses, you can realize the impersonal Brahman. But how is that possible without the element of bhakti in it? How can he realize the impersonal form of God just by purification and not usme, because usme bhakti ka mention nahi hai Prabhu ji.
It is understood, even though it is not mentioned.
That bhakti will be there.
Yeah.
Okay. And a second, did I get it
So
right?
It is like telling, I walked to the temple. I may not say, Prabhuji, you did not tell that you wore slippers. So mostly you must not have worn slippers. So. So it is not like that. It is understood. So, because already Sukadeva Goswami has mentioned, Tapasvino, Dana Para, Yashasvino, Manasvino, Mantra Vida, Sumangala, Kshemam, Navindanti, Vinaya, Darpanam. Without bhakti, nothing can happen. Or one cannot achieve perfection of karma, jnana, yoga. So the principle has already been mentioned. So, by meditation or by performing austerities, one attains self-realization. One should understand that must have the element of bhakti. That is understood.
That is understood. And second, did I get this Prabhuji right? That just like there is one Paramatma we perceive as a super soul in every atom and living and non-living thing. Just like that, there is one Garbhodaksai Vishnu and he is perceived as, and every Brahma perceives as one Garbhodaksai Vishnu in his universe. Did I get that right from the last lectures?
Yeah.
So basically, there is only one Garbhodaksai Vishnu only, and one Brahma, one Shiva only for all the universes.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that Shiva the Shambhu Tattva in the Vaikuntha, and then you know it changes to Sadashiva in Vaikuntha, and then there is Shambhu Tattva, and then there is Shiva. So this one, which is the only one, is it the Shambhu Tattva in Vaikuntha?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay. Shiva Kumar too.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Prabhu, the question is connected to the first question, Prabhu. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, 8 to 12, when the Lord gives the description of the jnana, there he mentions an anga of jnana as bhakti itself, right, Prabhu? So, my question, Prabhu, is when an impersonalist performs bhakti, does he do bhakti to the impersonal form itself, Prabhu?
No. Impersonalists are of two types. One is those who do not accept the personal form only. They are called as Mayavadis.
Okay.
And such people, they do not attain the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, even though that is their desire. But the second kind of impersonalists are those who accept the personal form, worship the personal form, but their aspiration is to go to the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. They actually attain the Brahma Jyoti. Because if they reject the personal form, then Mogasha, Moga Karmano, Moga Jnana Vichetasa. So, all their attempts for attaining perfection in karma, jnana, bhakti, everything will be baffled. So acceptance of the personal form and worship of the personal form is definitely mandatory for all practitioners.
So, Prabhu, is that the difference in the terms that I hear, Brahmavadi and Mayavadi? Is that the difference, Prabhu, that you just talked about?
Correct, correct, correct.
So, what would be the destination, Prabhu? Can you come again? Sorry, I lost it. For an Mayavadi, if Brahman itself
Mayavadi
is not the...
Mayavadi will remain always in the material world.
Oh, okay. 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 Thank you. Great.
Okay, there is one more question in the chat box. Focusing too much to understand the Lord or some philosophical points through logic and intellectually, is it jnana avrita bhakti? Well, it can be if we tend to understand it through our own logic and not try to understand it through the explanations of the acharyas. If we do not try to understand it through the explanations of the acharyas, we read the verse. You know, I was recently, I mean not recently, not so recently, about 2 years back, I was having a conversation with one devotee. And he said, we were having a conversation and he said, okay, he quoted this verse from Bhagavad Gita. What does this verse say? I said, okay, let's see what the acharya say. He said, no. Just tell what the verse says as it is. I said, no, that's what, you know, let's see what the, you know, what Prabhupada says, what Sri Vaishnava Chakra Gaur says, we will see. No. Look, the verse has the Sanskrit words, right? So you tell what is the direct understanding that you get. You know, you should be able to explain the verse. So I said, sorry Prabhu, I don't study like this. This is not the way I study. So, I mean, that does not mean there is no scope for using our intelligence at all. But that intelligence should be properly guided. So he was asking, what does the verse directly reveal? I said, I don't have the eyes to see it, though. I don't have the eyes to see it. I can't see what the verse directly reveals. That is what we say, right? Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. The guru has to open our eyes through that jnananjana. What can we understand through our... what will the verse directly reveal to us, actually? So, that is what... When actually... Vallabhacharya. I mean, he is an acharya in his own right, actually. When he said, I wrote a commentary without referring to Sridhar Swami's commentary, you know, actually... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected it. He said, what is this? You know, like that. So, if someone is using dry logic and try to just intellectually understand it without having a desire to actually apply it in one's life and not trying to understand it through the words of the acharyas, then it can cover one's bhakti. But if one is sincerely trying to understand it, what the acharyas are trying to communicate, so in a prayerful mood, with a desire to sincerely apply it in one's life, then that cannot be jnana karmadi avrita bhakti. That definitely is jnana karmadi avrita bhakti. Okay. So, if there are no further discussion points, comments or questions, then we will pause here and continue this discussion tomorrow. So, thank you all very much for your patient listening and your enthusiastic participation. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.